Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, drink a lot of Chardonnay in the summer.
Yeah.
And French Chardonnays, one of the things that I find so interesting about them is, depending on what region, they changed style much more so coming from France than I think what we see typically coming out of California.
Well, I think so, yeah. The classic home of Chardonnay is Burgundy, of course. And sitting on top of the world of Burgundy is Mont Rocher, which is like, I don't know, what, $800 a bottle
or
something. I've had it. It's fabulous wine. But you break it down into the most important communes there, and you have Poligny Mont Rocher, which is noted for its acidity and its minerality, great balance. You have Meursault, which is a little bit creamier, then Chassagne Mont Rocher, which is a little bit earthier. And that as generalizations goes, that's pretty good. But it doesn't stop there, because way to the south of classic Burgundy is a region called the Mâconnais. And this is a collection of villages. Some of the names are pretty familiar, like Puy-Fouissé, for instance, in Saint-Véran. The wines here are, I think, kind of like scaled-down versions of the Côte de Beaune whites. At their best, they're perfect for everyday, what you might call everyday upscale drinking. So, you know, you want to have a good time, but it's not going to cost a lot. Here's where you do it.
Have a good time, but be classy.
Yeah, that's right. a good example is Maison Albert Bichot Saint-Véran from 2014. It's a combination of nervy, acidic structure, an understated but rich fruit, and the flavors include minerality, lemon, toasted coconut with a smooth, bright texture at $21 a bottle. I call it an affordable luxury.
Yeah.
Far to the north of classic Burgundy is Chablis, which is nestled in valleys surrounded by chilly wheat fields. It's kind of cold up there. And the wines here feature acidity, structure. They're elegant, but they have muted fruit. And those are the hallmarks of Chablis. Now, Albert Bichot also makes a Chablis that exhibits a classic minerality, crisp acidity, touches of almond in it. Very, very nice. The aromas feature fruit tree blossoms and flinty notes. So at $26, again, this is a pretty affordable.
That's a pretty good value.
Yeah, it is a pretty good value. Chardonnay certainly shines in Burgundy, but it appears elsewhere in France. And one of the most surprising sources is the Loire Valley, home of Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc and Chenin Blanc. Although the Chardonnays from the heart of France are rare, an offering from Domaine des Herbauges is nothing if not intriguing. This un-oaked Chardonnay, yeah, it is. This un-oaked Chardonnay is bright and light with simple fruit flavors recalling sweet peas, yellow pears, and lemon peel. And at $14 for the 2015 vintage, it's the very definition of easy drinking. It's a perfect aperitif. Now, in the deep south of France, winemakers are trying all sorts of things, including varietal labeling. I will say that you never see the word Chardonnay in Burgundy.
No,
it's just not there. They call it by the village. There's a wine that I tried called La Forge Estate, and it's a very agreeable vin de pays d'oc. It's really far from a lot of the stereotypes of the rest of France. This is a big, hefty Chardonnay.
Really?
Yeah, man. You know, it was like, you know, they put a little steroid in it or something.
Somebody from California moved there?
No, it wasn't like that. It was earthiness, you know.
Really?
And really, really very interesting. A big, hearty Chardonnay. And I thought with a grilled fish, for example, it would be perfect. So we're going to put these on the website. You can take a little tour and see how the Chardonnays are treating you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.